Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Rita Joseph, who is the Democratic nominee for District 40. Welcome, Ms. Joseph. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So, who is Rita Joseph, the newcomer to politics that has destroyed the crowded field of candidates?
Well, Rita Joseph is not new to politics, but only that Rita Joseph has always been behind the scenes. I started advocating and organizing since I was 19. If you remember back in the 90s, the FDA had said Haitians could not donate blood, hemophiliacs and homosexuals. They could not donate blood. We were part of that 4-H. So at 19, I was a high school student. And when I heard that as a Haitian American, I knew that in the future, if I had children, if I was ever sick, none of my family members could donate blood. So I organized a rally with my college counterparts, and we were able to galvanize over 150,000 people. That was the first time in the history that New York had ever seen a rally like that.
So what made you decide to run for City Council District 40?
Well, I live in a district. I grew up in a district. I grew up in Ditmas Park. I went to PS 139. Middle school was Ditmas. I've been an educator. Prior to being an educator, I majored in international relations, and I worked at the UN for 5 years. And then I wanted a career change, and I became a teacher. And as I entered the building, coming from a different school district that I grew up in, I saw so many needs. And I started working and partnering up with elected officials to bring much needed resources to my school. And well, I was like, well, you know what? I can take this lived experience with me to City Hall because I know the issues very well. I know the needs and the wants of the community. And I watched how my district just went downhill. So I said, well, the seat is opening, and I threw my hat in the ring. A lot of people were like, what were you waiting for that you just you waited so long? I said, everything happens at the right moment. And this was the moment for me to run for the seat.
So talking about running, you ran on a broad and ambitious platform from small business, healthcare, environmental justice, COVID-19 to immigrants' rights. What are the top priorities in your first 100 days in office expected in January 2022?
My priorities are education. My priorities are housing. One out of eight of the students that live in my district has faced homelessness or are currently living in alternative housing, or they're in some type of doubling up, some type of transitional homes. They have no permanent home. And of course, as a mother of four black boys, police reform and social and criminal reform is also top of my priority. Another priority I have that's very passionate is maternal health for women, black women. We go into the hospitals when it's supposed to be a joyous moment, and we're leaving where the women are dying at the hospital at a 12-to-1 rate. That is unacceptable. In Central Brooklyn, it's a crisis. So one of the things I've already done, I've already met with the hospitals, the leaders, and I want to make sure that our labor and delivery is a top notch when our women go into the hospitals. I want to make sure the teaching hospitals are also teaching in the curriculum bias training. When a black woman comes to you and says, I'm in pain, she's really in pain. Don't think that her skin is thicker, her nerve endings are this. There's so many myths around women and black pain that they don't consider us. When I'm like, excuse me, I'm in pain, can I get some medicine? No, hold on a little longer. Why should they hold on? So I will be at that table fighting for those issues as well.
And you're exactly right. And let me tell you, it's all about the color of the skin, because Serena Williams, who is well known, who is very wealthy,
went through the same thing.
And
almost died.
And almost died. And it's because she was able to
advocate for herself. Absolutely.
She's alive today with her beautiful daughter.
Absolutely.
So, yes, you're very, very correct. So you mentioned you're an educator and education is going to be a priority for you. And during your campaigning, you mentioned that education is a catalyst for change, which is very true. New York City has the most segregated school system in the country. How do you plan to affect change? And do you think that open enrollment is the answer? Yes or no? Why?
Open enrollment, yes, but a lot of it also have to come with me working with the state.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these decisions are also state. So my colleagues in state government, which I've been talking to already, we need to do a better job in how we operate. You would think Brown versus Board of Education never happened. That Supreme Court case said desegregate. Mm-hmm. And we're more segregated in New York City. There's a whole fight in District 15 to integrate. District 15 had a whole lawsuit in order for them to integrate that district. So we have to do better on classroom sizes. Access, to me, has always been a big thing. Access and equity.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of entering schools, if going to school determines open enrollment, it becomes important because they always say, well, you got to go to school that's in your district. But what if I live in a poor district? That means my school will be poor as well, unless we start working together to pour resources into these schools. Because we always say what? Education is an equalizer. It has not been an equalizer. Some of the doors have been locked on the Black and Brown community, and we need to open it. That's why I'm super excited that I'm going into city council for the first time with 31 women. 31 of my cohorts are women. 10 of them are mothers. So we mm-hmm. get childcare, we get education, we get after-school programs. We want universal after-school programs. We want internships. We want mentorships. We want to make sure our girls are taken care of. We want to make sure our young boys are taken care of.
And they say women get things done, you know.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do.
We do. And we're different. Like, we on group chats together. We check in on each other. We do wellness checks on mm-hmm. each other. And when you see us, we're like family. We're already like a family. And I had already wished that before. I always said that to them. I said, by the time we get in, I don't want us meeting on the first day. I want us already meeting, talking, mm-hmm. engaging on what is our next step for the community.
Because everybody needs to work together.
Absolutely.
And you all need to work together to get a woman speaker, a woman of color speaker for city council.
I agree.
I'm putting that challenge out to you.
Oh my God. You hear that, colleagues? Any of my colleagues listening to this show? The pressure's on.
It's on. The pressure is on. So, Ms. Joseph, District 40 covers a series of majority Black neighborhoods mm-hmm. near the geographical center of Brooklyn, including mm-hmm. all of Prospect, Lefferts Gardens, most of Flatbush and parts of East Flatbush, Crown Heights, Kensington, and Midwood.
And Ditmas Park.
And Ditmas Park. And typically, Blacks are proportionately affected, especially in health. And we spoke a little bit about that mm-hmm. with the underlying conditions, mm-hmm. maternal health, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans to make a real difference in the Black community?
Partnering up with healthcare, partnering up with CBOs that are already doing some of the works on the ground. Make sure they're fully funded. A lot of these CBOs struggle so much to be fully funded. And in terms of a lot of red tape, a lot of procurement requirements, that some of them have to have the money beforehand. They spend it and file it. Most of them are not. And we got to make sure these are fully funded. Our hospitals have to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of meeting people where they are, if I have to bring it to your church, I will be there. I will partner up with churches, CBOs, to make sure we get the messaging out. Just like the other day, I went to take my mammo. I posted the picture to encourage other women that I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you could do it. More Black, more white women get breast cancer. More Black women die from breast mm-hmm. cancer. That's another crisis.
Yes,
right
yes,
there.
It is. Yes,
so
it
that
is.
Means prevention also have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And once preventive care has to also be part of the package before it happens. And when it does happen, we assess and we come up with solutions. Just as an educator, I always educate the whole child. We will have to address some of these things in our communities as a whole. What is the underlying condition? Why is this happening? Where is it coming from? And we address these things to hopefully make a dent in those areas.
Okay, good. And may I make a suggestion to you regarding breast cancer? That
please
was actually
do.
The main story on our last publication. And the American Cancer Society, they need to come back and have an office in Brooklyn.
Mm.
And not just an office, but an effective one.
One that works, one that does the outreach to the community, one that is working with the community.
Yes.
Normally we have organizations that come in, but they're not working. So you have to be a real partner in working in preventing and providing education. I'm already teasing my council members that I will always be teaching in city council. So education will become very important.
Well, life is a learning experience.
Absolutely.
And knowledge is, you know, always there.
I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always learning.
So I'm putting another challenge to you to bring back an effective cancer society office in Brooklyn for our black women, our women of color.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's important and it's necessary.
It is important and it is necessary. So, Ms. Joseph, elections is November the 2nd. We know early voting has started. And what is your message to the voters right now?
You're voting. What's unique about me is I'm an independent. When I ran in the race, I didn't have an establishment backing me up. This was just a mom who was running, a working mom with four boys, an educator, community activist. I'm going in as beholden to the people, not beholden to anyone else. So even when our district has a crisis with housing, I made sure I took no money from real estate developers. I want to be able to leverage what I can bring to my community. When it came time, I'm an environmentalist. I took no money from fossil fuel industry because those things destroy the black and brown communities. Mm-hmm. I have a higher rate of asthma, lead poisoning, so many other different factors. So those were important in how I ran this race. So know that you, when I'm going in, I'm going in for you, your voice. I'm bringing your issues, your dreams, your aspiration. And I always say this, the woman who raised me along with my grandfather, my grandmother only had a fourth grade education, who can sign her name. And today I stand here with three masters. So I am you, you are me. I am her American dream, just like I want to make sure your children are your American dream. So going into City Hall, you have an ally, a friend, someone you'll call. I promise to be present on day one, and I've been doing that on day one. Since June 22nd, when I won the first round, I've been at work ever since, and I haven't stopped, and I'll be there from moving forward. You will have a friend and a voice in City Hall.
Thank you so much, Ms. Joseph. Wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Continued success, and we look forward to having you back officially as City Council member for District 40.
Yes, I look forward. And if you want to follow the campaign, I'm on Twitter as Rita Joseph NYC. I'm on Facebook, Rita Joseph for City Council. On Twitter, Rita Joseph NYC. Instagram, Rita Joseph NYC. You want to check out the website, it's ritajoseph.com. And thank you again. And early voting starts October 23rd to October 31st. And November 2nd, I'm waiting for each and every one of you to go out and support your sister, your daughter. I am one of you. So I'm waiting. Call a friend. Invite a friend. Take five friends with you to vote. Make sure you get your sister into City Council, Rita Joseph. Thank you.
People power in politics. Hard talk. Riveting interviews. Community updates. In-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.